Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Al, I would like to notify everybody that on Saturday, July 8th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m.,
right,
a horrible barbecue mismatch will take place at Xfinity Live.
Why?
It pits John Kruk.
Nice guy.
Tommy Green.
Nice guy.
Dickie Knowles.
Very nice guy.
And Greg the Bull Luzinski.
Oh, now that's not
in
fair.
In a competition for best barbecue. No. On the line with us is the man who will win that contest, Greg the Bull Luzinski. Hi, Greg.
How you doing? Angelo?
Greg, that's a mismatch. You know it.
Well, it was meant to be that way.
All right, it features Hatfield quality meats, slider recipe. It says, Greg, that you have a savory brown sugar slider. Could you kind of describe that for us?
Well, it's obviously with Hatfield, dry rub seasoned pork loin filet.
Right.
We're going to put the three slices of pepper jack cheese on it and your favorite guacamole. Chipotle ranch spread combined with buttermilk ranch dressing and a teaspoon to give it a little taste there, adobo sauce, with arugula on a slider roll. So it's gonna be pretty good, and obviously, like you said, we're partners with Hatfield, and actually the day's gonna be a fun day because it starts out at 9 o'clock at Citizens Bank Park with a yoga day presented by Rothman Institute, and that'll be on the field. Then they can come over and join us from 11 to 2, and it's the same night. It's Mike Schmidt bobblehead at 4 o'clock, so gonna be a great day. And then after the game, I'm going to go back over there to Xfinity Live and mingle with the fans some more.
That's phenomenal. There's even rumors that at some point Schmidt is going to make a guest appearance. So I'm hearing that as well.
Yes, he is.
That's awesome.
Yes, he is. Mike Schmidt's going to come over for a little bit. I think we've got a few of his signed bobbleheads we're going to raffle off. We also have his bat that'll be auctioned off, and a few other auction items as well as some prizes for fans that will be there. So hopefully it'll be a very good day. It's for Phillies Charities. Everything goes to Phillies Charities. And like I said, it's from top to bottom. There's something going on at the stadium. So it's going to be fun at Xfinity Live with the people from Hatfield there and see what Krucky can mess up.
Oh, he will. For more information, go to cbsphilly.com/Hatfield. Greg, when did you start barbecuing? Were you a player then? How did you refine your style?
I was a barbecue all through the winter, too, you know, once the season ended. So, you know, I've been doing it for quite a long time, and it worked out really, really super for me because obviously, Citizens Bank Park and what they tried to do there and making it fan-friendly, and it's just been great for me. I've had a lot of fun out there with the fans. And in fact, they just came back off a trip with the Phillies vacation from Seattle where we cheered them on to 2 in a row.
Wow. So, you guys should stay with them. You should go up to New York right away, Bull.
Yeah, I know. I said that. We had a day off to get there, so we should. There's no reason not to be there. But our next trip with them will be to Milwaukee, and hopefully they can continue to play out better than they've been.
All right, Greg, this is the toughest question I'm going to ask you. What's tougher? Is it tougher to make a great barbecue sauce or tougher to hit a great curveball?
Well, it's probably about the same for me. I mean, I was a pretty decent breaking ball hitter. So
okay.
I mean, I had my strikeouts on them, but they used to always say, hey, he's a pretty good breaking ball hitter. But, you know, you can mess the sauce up and redo it, but once you get in that batter's box, it's hard to take back pitches and take back swings. So I'd have to say swinging that baseball bat and hitting that curveball is a lot harder.
All right. Well, you were also a terrific hitting coach. Bull, there was a piece in Sports Illustrated last week about what's happening in the game of baseball. And fewer balls are being put in play. This year, Fewer balls have been put in play than any point in the history of the game. It's almost becoming an all or nothing. Tremendous number of home runs hit, tremendous number of strikeouts. Can you explain to me a little bit, is the mentality changing on how to play the game and more people are swinging for the fences now?
Well, obviously it's changed. I think some of the analytic part of the game has come into effect where the swings actually changed. I mean, years ago, the talk in baseball would always be swing down, and even though you are catching the ball at the last instant, your bat's catching it on the way up. Now you listen to these guys. You listen to Chris Bryant, say, for instance, the third baseman for the Chicago Cubs, and he practices hitting the ball in the air to right center field. So, it's changed. I've gone to a lot of these camps, perfect games, and seen other clubs. I mean, clubs that kids go to at a young age and watch some of their hitting practices and some of their drills. And everything there is designed to hit the ball through the air. And I know through analytics, as of now, they say that you get more hits through the air than you do through the ground. So, it's changed the game, and it changed the game to where they talk about they kind of double talk it as they talk about on base percentage, but then on the other hand, we have mounting strikeouts more in the history of the game than ever.
Yeah, and it seems like people accept it a little more than they used to. Greg, I'm really curious. When you're looking at a young guy, right, and you're a hitting instructor, you know what it takes to make constant contact, to hit the ball with authority. Do you know, can you look at a guy swing and go, that guy's going to be a really good hitter in the big leagues? Is it possible for you to see that even when they're in the minors?
Well, most of the time you can. You watch, just like you watch a ball coming out of a pitcher's hand, you're looking at how the ball comes off the bat, the guy's approach to it at that after, pretty much knowing what a pitcher has with how they're going to try to attack you, what teams do to you. You take all that into consideration, but most of these kids nowadays that you see, can't play the game. I think some of them need to get a chance to play the game at a higher level. I mean, they all talk about, hey, they want to see how you play when things get a little bit tough. Well, that's going to happen throughout your career, throughout your year, almost every year, to where, you're going to have streaks where you go bad. But, back to your question, most of the time you can see these kids develop, say, from year to year, especially the way we do it through our farm system, where most of the kids through our system move a grade at a time, from A to AA to AAA. So, you're getting a few years look at these kids that pretty much make a decision on whether they can handle big league pitching or pitch against big league hitters.
I'm really curious about Scott Kingery, because he now looks like he's become the best prospect in the system. He's at Lehigh. Greg, he's got 21 home runs. We're still in June. And he never had anything close to this. We assume there's no hanky-panky. People aren't using the PEDs anymore. Yeah. Here's what I'm trying to figure out. Can somebody turn themselves into a power hitter? How does that happen?
Well, let's not forget he's a little bit older. He came out of college. He's probably more mature as a hitter than other people. I think through their systems of workouts and the way they do things year round nowadays, he probably can develop. He can develop strength, and that's one of the killers. To say he's not a power hitter is obviously pressure off the kid, so he doesn't start swinging for the fences consistently and to continue to hit for the average he is. But I know they talked about him hitting home runs in Reading, but he only played half his games there, and he hit more than half his home runs on the road, and then he came up to AAA, and the first night he hit two out. So
another one last night, Bo. He's got three now.
Yeah. So he obviously has the talent. I know I've talked to Larry Bo, who I respect. He's seen a lot of players. He's been around baseball for a long time, and then I know he said to me in the spring that he thought Kingery was going to be one of the better players to come out of the minor league system. So
he would know.
He would have a pretty good idea, and he's an infield coach as well as he's seen a lot of hitters, and I would pretty much take his word to think that King Ray will be here shortly.
Hey, Greg, I got one more for you. You were a hitting coach, and you dealt with a lot of players in the big leagues. Greg, did you come across any players that simply couldn't be coached? We're talking all the time about Odubel Herrera and all the boneheaded mistakes he makes. And the impression we've gotten from Pete McCann is they keep telling him what to do, but he's not absorbing it. How common is that?
Well, I think there's uncoachable guys throughout the big leagues. He may not be, per se, the only one that they say that about. I don't know. I don't know what Odubel that well, other than the fact that he's El Torito. And we've done a few spots together. But, he's been really good with me as far as, communication and obviously in a different setting than playing baseball. But, I think he'll come around. I think you got to give everybody a chance. I mean, people make mistakes on the field. He's not the only one that's doing that. He's probably made the most glaring mistakes. But, I think there's a talent there that can help the Phillies. And sometimes we're going to need a little more patience with that certain individual. I know, you look at different people on different clubs. I know when I played, there were a few guys that obviously made some mistakes and were in a position to where they people wanted to have them move to another team or disciplined or whatever. But they ended up to be very quality big leaguers, and there's no question that Odubel has the ability to do that.
Okay, Greg, you just said you got to give everybody a chance, but you will actually give no one a chance next Saturday, July 8th, from 11
right.
to 2, because Kruk,
That's
Green,
right.
and Knowles are going down hard
yep.
in a barbecue competition with the great Greg the Bull Luzinski. You can get tickets. You can plan ahead. Go to cbsphilly.com/Hatfield. Bull, always an honor and a pleasure to talk to you, sir.
Yeah.
Smoke them.
One of your partners will be there. Joe DiCamera will be there. He'll be the MC of the event. So,
all right. He's not a good barbecuer either, Bull.
No,
you're going to crush him too.
Oh man. I know if you were there. I know if you were there, Angelo, you'd get it done.
Now you're going to beat them like you used to hit a hanging curveball, Luzinski, right out of the park. Talk to you, Greg.
Thanks. I hope it all works out that way.
It sure will. Thanks a lot, Greg. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Angel.
Great,
okay.
Greg right. Luzinski. That's a terrific event. I got to tell you, they brought that Hatfield pork in.
Yeah, that was really
How
good.
How great was that?
Those sliders were
Could
really
they have
good.
Found a.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.